Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Chulin Daf Kuf Tes Zayin Chulin 116, and our Gemara is discussing the continuation of our conversation of the prohibition of eating meat and milk together. Back in the Mishnah 113a, we saw the position of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Rabbi Akiva said in that Mishnah Chayav Oof that the prohibition of eating undomesticated animal and a fowl, that's not biblical. And the reason why he says they're not prohibited from the Torah is because it states, do not cook a kid in its mother's milk on three separate occasions. One time is to exclude a chay, an undomesticated animal, and one time is to exclude an oaf, which is a fowl, and one time to exclude a non-kosher animal, that all those don't fit within the category of the prohibition of eating meat and milk together. Then the Mishnah recorded the position of Rabbi Yosi Aglili, and Rabbi Yosi Aglili's position was, it states in the verse, Osohu kol mevela, that you're not allowed to eat anything which wasn't slaughtered. You're not allowed to eat any such animal. And also states, Osevashal gedi b'chalevimo, that you're not allowed to cook a kid in its mother's milk. So says Rabbi Yosi Aglili, that which is prohibited because of a mevela, because it wasn't slaughtered, only such an animal is going to be prohibited to cook the meat with its milk. However, an oaf, a fowl, that is prohibited on account of the fact that if it wouldn't be slaughtered, I might think, says Rabbi Yosi Aglili, that would also be prohibited to cook with milk. Says the verse, Bachalev imo, with the milk of its mother. This excludes a fowl which does not have mother's milk. So at first glance, according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, a fowl and milk is not prohibited from the Torah, and according to Rabbi Akiva, a chaya, an oaf, an undomesticated animal, and an oaf and a fowl is not prohibited from the Torah to cook with milk. Comes along the Gemara and explains, Ma'ika ben Rabbi Yosi Aglili Rabbi Akiva. What's the fundamental distinction between Rabbi Yosi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva? And the Gemara gives two answers. The first suggestion is Ika benayo, that the difference between them is chaya, is an undomesticated animal. Rabbi Yosi Aglili is of the position that the chaya is going to be midiraisa, that the chaya is going to be, biblically speaking, prohibited to cook with milk. Whereas Rabbi Akiva is of the position chaya derabbanan. Rabbi Akiva is of the position that chaya is only rabbinically prohibited to cook with milk. So that's at first glance the obvious distinction. But the Gemara says Ibai Zema, an alternative answer is oaf ika benayo, that the fowl is the distinction between them. That Rabbi Akiva is of the position that chaya and oaf ain't on minatora, that fowl and a chaya are not biblically prohibited, hamid rabbanan asiri, but rabbinically we would say they are prohibited to cook with milk. Comes along Rabbi Yosi Aglili, and he's in the position oaf afil mid rabbanan nami lo asir. Rabbi Yosi Aglili is of the position that rabbinically speaking, there's no prohibition even to cook fowl with milk, no prohibition even rabbinically, whereas Rabbi Akiva says rabbinically it's prohibited. Rabbi Yosi Aglili would even eat fowl with milk. And indeed, the Gemara is going to say this and prove this from two sources. One is a braisa and one is from an incident. Tanya Nami Hachi. Gemara cites a braisa to prove that Rabbi Yosi Aglili says that there is no rabbinic prohibition against cooking fowl with milk and then eating it. So Gemara says, "Bimkomo shel Rabbi Eliezer, in the place of Rabbi Eliezer, how you korsin eitzim lasos pechamin lasos barzel." In the place of Rabbi Eliezer, if they would need to make a circumcision on Shabbos and they wouldn't have the knife to do the bris, to cut the foreskin, they used to chop the wood to make coals, and through the coals they would make the knife for the circumcision, because Rabbi Lezer was their rabbi, and he was of the position that anything that you needed to do for the mitzvah, like even the making of the knife for the circumcision, would be permitted. And that was a radical position. And now the Gemara says the other radical position, Rabbi Yosi Aglili, and where Rabbi Yosi Aglili lived, that Rabbi Yosi Aglili, in his place, they followed their rabbi, and their rabbi said, we're allowed to eat fowl with milk. And so therefore, you follow the teaching of your rabbi. And so even though everywhere else in the land, they didn't eat fowl with milk, but in Rabbi Yosi Aglili's place, they did eat fowl with milk together. And so therefore, we see that Rabbi Yosi Aglili's position was that there was not even a rabbinic prohibition against eating fowl and milk. And indeed, the Gemara then tells an incident that one time Levi came with Lebe Yosef Rishba, that he came to the house of Yosef the bird trapper. And so Aisu Lekame de Tavsa Bechalba, they brought in front of Levi, he shows up for a Shabbos dinner or a meal, not on Shabbos, but he showed up for a meal, and they brought him the head of a peacock cooked in cooked in milk. So from here we would see that a peacock is a kosher bird. And so they brought him this head of this peacock, cooked in milk. And when they brought it to him, lo amar lahum umidi, he didn't say anything to them. So ki asla kame de rebi, so then he didn't eat it, but that's what seems to be. But he didn't say anything. He didn't say, what are you serving me? Chicken and milk together, or peacock and milk. So then when he came back to Rebbe, and Levi told Rebbe what happened, Rebbe said, Amailo tishamtinu, why didn't you yell at them? Why didn't you excommunicate them? They're serving you treif. You show up at their house, and they're giving you meat and milk together. So he says, Amar Lai, he says, no, the reason why I didn't say it was Asrei to Rebbe Yehuda ben Maseirahu, that this was the place where Rebbe Yehuda ben Maseirah lived. Va'amina, and I said to myself, Darish Lahu, that really Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseirah is expounding like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, and Rabbi Yossi Aglili interpreted our Mishnah, Of Yatza Of She'en Lo Chel Of Eim, that it's permitted to cook meat and milk together because there is no biblical prohibition and also no rabbinic prohibition, and so therefore I assume that Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseirah must be following the teaching of Rabbi Yossi Aglili. So we see that this teaching of fowl, chicken, and milk together was not even only limited to Rabbi Yossi Aglili's place, but it was in other places. And so even though there was the majority of the people at that time were not following that position, because Rabbi was astonished, nevertheless, Rabbi Yossi Aglili says there's not even a rabbinic prohibition against eating chicken and milk together. And so, and that was his ruling, and that's why Levi was astonished.